Langhorne Manor Bucks County resident Loretta Luff considers herself fortunate that she was merely hospitalized with serious burns when her Dell laptop computer exploded Sunday afternoon. A fire department spokesman says it appears the lithium-ion battery pack inside the computer went off like a bomb, sending debris 6 to 8 feet away. Let's focus on that battery pack with Yuri Gogotsi, Drexel University professor. Thanks for being here with us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
This sounds like a one in a million. What is it about lithium batteries in general or this particular pack that caused the detonation?
Something went definitely wrong. Otherwise, we would be used to explosions of batteries, and when it happens, it is in the news and people worry. But it does happen. It used to happen much more frequently in the past. There were recalls of computers because of faulty batteries. And the idea is simple. We all want our computers, our cell phone, to last longer, so we want our batteries to store more energy. More energy you pack inside, more dangerous it becomes.
So there's that inherent tension between what consumers want and then that safety factor.
Exactly.
Now, lithium-ion batteries, are they different in that regard than, say, the typical flashlight alkaline battery?
Yes, they are. They do pack more energy. They have more juice because they use lithium ions in organic electrolytes. So they have, unlike alkaline batteries, they have basically a solution of salt and water, which is not explosive, not dangerous. They have something like a paint thinner, flammable and explosive. Moreover, when materials used in batteries, metal oxides, are heated, so batteries overheated, they may start producing oxygen, which helps combustion. So you get an explosive mix inside the battery. And this is what sometimes causes batteries to catch fire or even explode.
Now, when I am replacing a flashlight battery or the smoke alarm, I don't pay too much attention to the brand. But in this case, Dell, the manufacturer, says it was important that the replacement batteries also conform to their specifications. Apparently, they didn't. What makes one lithium-ion battery different from another?
They all are a little bit different. Different manufacturers use different materials and different specifications. For example, to make batteries safe, every battery has a pressure valve. So evaporation of solvent start pressure develops, it will burst in one place, preventing explosion. They also have electrical circuit breaker in case of overcharging and typically also thermal interrupters in case of overheating. But also every battery has a control circuit that prevents battery from overcharging. And from what I remember from the story, this lady had her computer charging, so it was plugged in. So battery obviously for whatever reason overcharged. So if you buy a cheap battery produced not to specifications, they may get overcharged. They may be overheated. We all know that batteries are heated, just like internal combustion engine dissipates some heat when charged or discharged. And if this amount is excessive, a breakaway chemical reaction can start, which leads battery exploding like a bomb.
Though it's beyond your expertise, it begs the question, what consumer protections are in place in terms of warnings about this kind of danger?
Well, lithium-ion battery are being tested in a much more strict way compared to alkaline batteries. Actually, first lithium-ion batteries were much more dangerous. They were actually lithium metal batteries. They had lithium foil, which can grow dendrites, like a needle-like crystal that could go through the separator, short-circuit electrodes, and cause fire. And this was a common case of fires in the past. Normally, it should not happen to modern batteries if produced by specification. So, there is protection, and that's why most of us use batteries safer. But if rules are violated, if you, for example, overheat the battery, for example, you take a computer to a sauna with you or leave it a lot in the sun, your battery can expand. Like, for example, this battery I have, you can see it here from a BlackBerry. It used to be thin and flat. Now it twice the thickness. It blows up. This didn't explode, but it clearly expanded.
And let's refer listeners to newsworks.org, where you can get a good look-see at this now, a battery that looks more like a small pillow.
Exactly.
Short of overreaction, like taking that lithium battery out every time you're not using it, what are appropriate ways to forestall the chances of problems?
The best thing is use batteries that have been provided by the supplier. Moreover, not just battery, but also the chargers, because chargers, faulty charger, can damage the protection circuit, leading to overcharging of a good batteries. So we often shopping online are willing to save some money and go for no brand name battery replacement battery or charger. Well, we can save some money, but you see there are also some risks involved.
What is the state of lithium battery science and how do you see improvements coming in the years ahead?
Many scientists like myself are working to make better, safer materials and at the same time capable to store energy. For example, if they don't start decomposing at temperatures that can be achieved even a hot day in a battery or overheating, they already will be safer. There are materials currently which are much safer, but they store less energy. So the goal is to be able to have better materials which store more energy and safe at the same time.
Materials still lithium-based or completely different systems?
Well, both. Lithium-ion batteries are state-of-the-art electrical energy storage devices, but we are looking into sodium-ion batteries using basically sodium, the same ion that comes from seawater, looking into magnesium or aluminum, which are also light metals and store several electrons per ions. So there may be some other batteries coming soon, but none of them has approached market yet, at least not for consumable electronics.
And the holy grail of channeling solar energy is still not economically feasible on this level?
Well, that's why we need not only better batteries, we need much larger and much cheaper batteries, because if you want to store solar energy, wind energy, and use it everywhere, we need dramatic improvement in electrical energy storage devices such as batteries and electrochemical capacitors.
Professor Gogotsy, thanks so much for shedding light on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Yuri Gogotsy is a Drexel University professor of materials science and engineering.